From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. troops to remain longer in Afghanistan. President Barack Obama says he'll delay the planned withdrawal of American military forces scheduled for next year in response to unanticipated gains by the Taliban. Mr. Obama's plan will maintain the current number of troops in the war-torn country at 9,800 through most of next year, before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January 2017. The shift retreats from his promise to end the war there during his tenure.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
President Obama says U.S. mission in Afghanistan will continue to remain twofold, training Afghan forces and conducting counterterrorism. The U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered to Syrian Arab forces. The supplies were intended for a group of Sunni Arab brigades in northeastern Syria that's been fighting Islamic State in an area north of the Islamic State stronghold in Raqqa. Iran, meanwhile, is intensifying its presence in Syria, sending hundreds of elite troops into the country in support of the regime of embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Guinea President Alpha Condé appears on track to win the disputed presidential vote after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted from last Sunday's election, President Condé was set to win an absolute majority. Reports say final results are expected later Friday. This is VOA News. Israel released a photo of a Palestinian boy that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had claimed was executed by Israeli soldiers. 13-year-old Ahmed Mansara was involved in a stabbing attack in Jerusalem Monday that wounded two Israelis. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released the boy's photo to media outlets Thursday in an apparent bid to refute President Abbas's claim.
First of all, he's not dead. He's alive. Secondly, he's not innocent. He tried to kill, murder, knife to death an innocent Israeli youngster, 13 years old, riding a bicycle.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says he is willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the surge of violence, but said Mr. Abbas must stop what he calls lies about Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to head to the Middle East soon in an effort to restore calm and give peace talks another chance. In what the U.S. Justice Department calls the first case of its kind, the United States charged a Kosovo citizen with computer hacking and handing over the personal information of more than 1,000 U.S. military members to Islamic State. Authorities in Malaysia have arrested Ardit Farizi on a U.S. warrant. The Justice Department will seek his extradition to the U.S. South African athlete Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison next week and moved to house arrest for the remainder of his 5-year sentence, 1 year after being convicted for the killing of his girlfriend. Pistorius was convicted last year for the shooting of model Reva Steenkamp at his Pretoria home in February 2013. Scottish prosecutors have identified two more Libyan suspects in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, which killed 270 people. The Scottish government did not name the suspects, but newspapers identify them as a former Libyan intelligence chief and a bomb expert. Both are in prison in Libya on unrelated charges. Myanmar signed a ceasefire agreement Thursday with 8 rebel groups. Steve Herman has details.
At a signing ceremony in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, President Thein Sein hailed the national ceasefire agreement as a historic gift for future generations. Tens of thousands of troops from both sides have lost their lives in the conflicts, the president notes, acknowledging that the ethnic Kachin and Wa, with tens of thousands of soldiers, are still determined to fight. The president pledged to try harder to gain agreement with other groups. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A top U.S. Navy official says it should not be considered provocative that the U.S. is considering sending warships around artificial islands that China claims as its territory. U.S. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says a so-called freedom of navigation operation would be consistent with international law. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.